The last few words on Teshuvah Beis. The Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yochanan, Kol Parsha Shehoisa Chaviv Al David, Pasach Baba Ashrei, V'Siyum Baba Ashrei. Any Parsha that was precious to David HaMelech, to show how precious it was, he started with Ashrei and ended with Ashrei. Pasach Baba Ashrei, V'Siyum Ashrei Ho'ish, V'Siyum Baba Ashrei, V'Siyum Ashrei Kol Chosei Bo. So this is another proof that one, he said that these two together are one, and the fact that it starts with Ashrei, and the second one ends with Ashrei, is a siman that it's really one kapitel. And like we explained, they split it up into two when they split Shmoneh Esrei and added an extra 19th bracha. Tosva says, Kol parasha shehoisa chaviv al David, there's nowhere in Tehillim another parasha that starts with Ashrei and ends with Ashrei. So what's the kol parasha? So Tosva says it doesn't mean that that Dafka Ashrei and Ashrei, but any parasha that was precious to David HaMelech, he started the same way that he ended it, and therefore Tehillah LaDavid ends with Tehillah Sashem Yedaber Pi, and therefore the Sefer Kolbo says that you shouldn't add the pasuk Banach Nevorech Ko to Ashrei, because it starts with Tehillah LaDavid and it ends with Tehillah Sashem Yedaber Pi. That's the Chavivus. By adding another pasuk, Vanach Nevorech Ko, you destroy that. We also destroy it by adding Ashrei, but it doesn't speak of that. In any case, the Kolbo says, the Eshkol says, that by Psukei de Zimra you should add it in order to make another Halleluka before all the Sdorim of Halleluka. Halleluka, there's an Inyan. And Mincha time, he says, Lo Klug. Once you added it by Psukei de Zimra, you add it by Mincha too, and the other times when you don't say it with Psukei de Zimra. And Taka de Marshal says that you should only add Tehillah Sashem Yedaber Pi, Vanach Nevorech Ko, by Psukei de Zimra, and all other times you shouldn't add that to Tehillah Ladavi. But again, since we start anyway Ashrei, so we add on Vanach Nevorech Ko all the time. Okay, go on. Hano Biryone, the Havi B'Shvusei the Rav Meir, there were Biryone, the Oruch, Moshe Musaf Oruch says, that biryoni is probably a Greek word. Biryoni is thugs, or some say that minim. There were apikursim. Others say that biryoni is a Hebrew word. It's made up of two words, bar yona. Bar is like ben, and yona, we find cherev hayona, is shodedim, chamosim, bad people. So these are people with bad mitos. Biryoni. The Havi B'Shvusei, the Rav Meir, they were in Rav Meir's neighborhood. The Havi Kometzaru Leituvan. They gave him a lot of tzoras. Havi Kaboy, Rav Meir Rachmi Olayu Kihechid Lemusu. So Rav Meir Davin, they should die. But Shlach points out, it sounds like he Davin for Rachmim, for them, that they should die. It's for their sake that he Davin, they should die. Not for his sake. Otherwise, he should have said, Boy Rachmim Alatzmo. Not Olayhu. So the Tzlach says that the Rabbanu Shel Olam has a midah with real Rishoyin that he pays them in this world for all their mitzvahs in order they should get nothing in Olam Haba, total destruction in Olam Haba. So Rav Meir saw that that's what was happening to these Rishoyin. So he davened to the Rabbanu Shel Olam to have rachamim on them and to let them die and not to get their schar in Olam Hazeh, that at least they should get it in Olam Haba. The Sam Sofer says a little bit differently. He says that the Amin, it says, even if he does tshuva, it's so far gone, and we're so afraid, that the Rebbe is afraid that he'll go back to what he was, that if he does tshuva, he dies. It's part of the process. So Reb Meir said, Manavshach, either they should die because they're Rishoyim, or they should die because they're going to do tshuva. So I'll just say it, stam, right? Let them die. It could mean they'll do tshuva and die. It could mean that they'll die because they're Rishoyim. And let the Rabbanu Shel Olam decide which way he wants them to die. So Amrale Bruria Devisu, so his wife, Reb Meir's wife, Bruria, said to him, "My daituch mishum d'chsiv yitamu chatoyim," says that the chatoyim should cease to exist. So you're davening they should die. Miksiv chotim, it doesn't say the chotim, the sinners. It says the sins. And even though the word chatoyim really means sinners, right, the way that the nekudos are there, Chatoin means the ones who sin, but since it could also be read
chatoim, meaning sins. So since the ksuvim say it in such a way that it could be this way or that way, so better to be mefarish, the sins should cease. Chatoim ksuv. Va'od shvil sefei dekro. Look at the end of the pasuk. Ureshoyim odeinon. Kivin diyatamu chatoim. Since the sins will cease, ureshoyim odeinon. There won't be any more reshoyim. If it means that the sinners should cease, they already are not there. What do you mean reshoyim odeinon? But if it means the sins cease, then once there's no sins, then the melas, they're not reshoyim anymore. So it's better to daven that they should do tshuva. And according to the Sun Sofer, it's better to daven specifically they should do tshuva than just to leave it generic, stam, and let the Rabbanu Shalom decide. Elaboy rachmi olayu de lahadra b'tshuva. So he asked for rachmin that they should do tshuva. And the hadra b'tshuva, boy rachmi olayu v'hadra b'tshuva, and taka that they did tshuva. The Marsha asked, how do you daven somebody should do tshuva? Hakobi de shomayim, chutz meir shomayim. How can the Rabbanu Shalom control and answer your tefillahs that you should make somebody do tshuva? That doesn't matter in the control of the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Me'il Tzedakah says that you're davening that the Rabbanu Shalom should give them hirurei tshuva, that they should then take up on it. Or he should give them situations that are conducive to giving them the incentive to do tshuva, to set up the framework for tshuva. And Echanami, in the end, whether they decide to tshuva or not, is on their own. But the Rabbanu Shalom can give people favorable circumstances to do tshuva. When a person asks for himself, what's it called, to Rabbanu Shalom, help me do tshuva, that's no problem. Because habolatayr misayinlo. If a person shows an interest, then the Rabbanu Shalom gives him siyata d'shamayim. But that's where he had the interest to begin with. So davening for yourself, or even davening for other people, including yourself, that's okay. But to daven dafka for other people, that's the problem. Okay, Rashi. Pasach ba'ashrei v'siyin v'ashrei al machadahi. You see from that since it's a precious parsha, it's one capital. Because it would be two, then it wouldn't start with ashrei and end with ashrei. Each one would start with something and end with something else. The ashrei kol chosei bo siyuma delo marok shugoyimu. Ashrei kol chosei bo is the end of the second kapitel. Obviously, it's part of the first one. Biryone preaching. Chatoyim ksiv, kori be chatoyim shi yichle yetzahara. Right? That their sins should cease. Take away their yetzahara. Shvil, hishpil atzmach losofa mikra. Right? Bring yourself down to the end of the pasuk. Kol dover shu besof, anything at the end, kori shvilu shal, shvelo shal dover. That's the low part of the thing. You go down to the low part. Shafel means low. So lower yourself to the end of the parasha. Okay, let's go on. Amar la ha-hutz duki le-bruria. Since we mentioned Bruria, so said something else about her. A tzaduki said to Bruria, Ksiv roni akara lo yalada. Mishum de lo yalada, rodi. Because she didn't give birth, she should be happy. And the Marsha points out it could have asked on the beginning of the pasuk, Rani Akara, because she's an Akara, she should be happy. But no, Akara can mean she was an Akara. She's not now. But Lo Yalad is Mashma, even now she didn't give birth. So what are you being happy because now she didn't give birth? Omrale Shakya, you fool. Shvil the Sefi Dikra. Right, lower yourself to the end of the pasuk. To see, Ki Rabim B'nei Shomeimah M'Bnei Be'ula. Omer Hashem, what does that mean? Ki rabim b'nei shomema, elamai akara lo yolada, roni knesses Yisrael, shedome le'isha akara, shelo yolda bonim le'gehenem kevasaychu. The end of the pasuk says that she has a lot of kids. She'll have a lot of kids, b'shomema afil, more than be'ula. So it's not that she doesn't have kids, why do you say lo yolada? That she didn't have kids that are going to end up in Gehenem like you. That not. Okay, right. Amar le'ahu tzaduki l'rababo, ksiv, mizmor le'dovid b'varchu b'nei Avshalom b'no. David HaMelech sang a mizmor running away from Avshalom. Ksiv le'dovid michtam b'varchu b'nei Shol b'ma'ara. After that, that's in Tehillim Gimel. In Tehillim Nun Zayin, it has a tehillah when David ran away from Shol b'ma'ara. Hai ma'isa havi b'resha. Which ma'isa was first? Michti. Maisa Shaul Havibaresha. The Maisa with Shaul, he was running away from Shaul, was before he was running away from Avshalom. Avshalom didn't rebel against David till he was established in his kingdom. Many, many years after Shaul HaMelech was dead and was no longer the king. So the running away from Shaul happened first, and the running away from Avshalom happened later. So why in Tehillim is the Maisa of Avshalom come before the Maisa of Shaul? Licht Oberesh. Omer Lei, Asum de lo darishtun smuchin kashalahu. You don't darishtun smuchin, right? You only go according to the literal pshatin in the psukim. So you have a problem. Anandi darshinin smuchim lo kashalan. But we have drushes. We go more than a literal pshat. So we darshan what this is next to, and it teaches us something. Therefore, the chronological order is not always the most important thing. That's what it means. Ein muktum mu'uchar b'Torah. It's not that there's no chronological order, but wherever there's a drasha to learn something important, the Torah foregoes on the chronological order. The Amar Rav Yochanan, smuchim min haTorah minayin. How do you know that smuchim is a legitimate way of darshaning the Torah, from the Torah? So lama nishmecha parshas Avshalom, the parshas Gog u'Magog. Why was parshas Avshalom put next to parshas Gog u'Magog? Right. The reason that the Avshalom comes first because David wanted to put it next to the parsha where it speaks about Gog u'Magog, which is the second lama rog shugoy in the second capital, which is really the first capital. Shim yomer lecha adam klum yesh eved shemori barado afata emer lo klum yesh ben shemori de'aviv ela hava hacha nami hava. The idea is the following: David HaMelech in the second capital, which we said is really part of the first capital, spoke about Milchemes Gog u'Magog. Gog rebelled against God. David was afraid the people would say, "How is it possible that a servant, right, a human being, should rebel against God? Servants don't rebel against their masters." So he put right after that the mice of Avshalom. You see that a son rebelled against his father. So don't have doubts that this could happen, that a servant could rebel against God, against his master, when children can rebel against their parents too. So the Marsha says, ask a better kasha. Why not put this whole thing after the mice of Shaul? First put Shaul, then Gog u'Magog and Avshalom together. Right. Why does the first capital have to be first? That we already answered. Because since it was Chaviv, it was a Parsha Chaviva, the whole Indian of Gog u'Magog was extra Chaviv to David. That's why he started off Tehillim with it. That's not Akasha. Now he started off with Gog u'Magog, now he had to put the Maisa of Avshalom right after it. And therefore the Maisa of Avshalom had to come before the Maisa of Shaul. Rashi. Smuchim lo ad la'olam, b'divrei Torah k'siv. There, the capital over there is talking about Divrei Torah. Acharei ne'emonim kol pikudot smuchim. Right, speaking about ne'emonim kol pikudot, pikudi Hashem, the Torah, smuchim, smichas kol pikudot asuyim ve'emes v'yosher. What Divrei Torah come next to which other ones is something that is done ve'emes v'yosher. It's done with a reason. Well, the Torah, the lo davarei, it's not stam arbitrary. There's a reason for it. It's emes v'yosher. Plum yesh eved shemori v'rabo. The Yovel Lahachish is Divrei HaNavi. And they'll say that can't be. There can't be such a nevuah that a servant should rebel against his master. So the Tzlach says, I, there's plenty of people who rebelled against God. Nimrod, Shehimris Kol HaOlam, Neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Paro rebelled against the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the big deal? Nobody's going to believe that there are people who rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says there's nowhere in the Torah does it say clearly this idea. It's all drushes or whatever. Paro, you could say clearly what was his problem. He didn't rebel against God. He just didn't believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam was involved in the world. He believed in God. But Gog u'Magog, totally, we're going to mamish make a war against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And David HaMelech graphically describes that war. That's what people make doubt, that there could be people who mamish make a war, even by Dor HaFloga. It doesn't say openly in the Torah that they want to fight against. It's all drushes. But written in Tanakh is only by Gog u'Magog openly that they're going to wage a rebellion against the Ribbono Shel Olam. So David was afraid that people would question this nevuah, so he put the parsha of Avshalom immediately afterwards to show that things like that happen. Amr Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yochai, May Dishiv Piha Pascha B'Chachma V'Soras Chesed Al Hashona Kineged Mi Amr Shlomo Mikrazeh. Who did Shlomo mean when he said this pasuk Piha Pascha B'Chachma V'Soras Chesed Al Hashona? So both the Slach and the Marsha ask, the whole Eishes Chayil is talking about Torah, right? That compares Torah to a good wife. So what's the problem over here? It's talking about Torah. Why pick out this pasuk? What is it talking about? We know what it's talking about. So they say similar ideas, but they say this can't be talking about Torah. Either because it says Torah Sheset al Shona, right? Pia Pascha b'Chachma, right? And then Torah Sheset al Shona. So what's the Chachma? The Pia Pascha b'Chachma can't mean Torah because the end of the pasuk means Torah. Torah Sheset al Shona. So it already says Torah. So what's the Chachma? Nitzlach says a little bit differently. He says, why is it Pascha? If you talk about Torah, then it's all Chachma. It's not just in the beginning. It's everything is Chachma. So what's Pia Pascha b'Chachma if it's talking about Torah? So obviously over here it's not talking about Torah. So what did Shlomo refer to? Lo amru ela keneged David Aviv, shedor bechamisha olamim v'omar shira. David lived in five different worlds. In other words, he passed through five different states of being, and on each one he said shira. So you see, a person has to give, that's Torah's chesed. Chesed means the different chazdei Hashem. The different times that the person sees different kinds of chasadim from the Rabbanu Shlom, and his status changes. He goes through different states where he has different chesed from the Rabbanu Shlom. You have to give shira for each of those different states of being, different manifestations of chesed Hashem. Dor, what was the first status? Dor b'mei imo v'amar shira. He was inside his mother, and he said shira. Shenemar borchi nafshi es Hashem v'chol kravai Hashem kodesho. And the Tzlach explains with the whole Arichas, but for now, Kedai, that's the bottom line. The Tzlach says that when it was, when did he give Shira when he was inside his mother? That he saw that the Rabbanu Shalom was preparing the food that he would eat later. The milk comes from the dam. That when a woman, what's it called? Dam turns into a cholam. So a woman's dam needs to stop when she's pregnant in order that dam should be able to be transformed into milk. That when the baby's born, she'd be able to nurse. So David saw that process when he was inside his mother, and he realized that the Rabbanu Shem was preparing already the food that he's going to eat later. He gave Shira for that. Yotzala Avir Ha'olam, the Nistakel, the Kochavim Mazalos. He, what's it called, came into the world and looked at the Kochavim Mazalos. And who points this out? What's the idea of coming into the world and seeing the Kochavim Mazalos? That he, what's it called, realized that everybody's born under a different star with a different mazel or whatever. So being born is ma'orer you to realize the kochavim mazalos, the mazel that you're born under, and to then contemplate the kochavim mazalos. V'amar shira, shenemar, borchu Hashem malachav, gibore koach, ose dvoro, lishmoa v'kol dvoro, borchu Hashem kol tzvov. Right, so that's the malachim that represent the kochavim and the tzvos hashamayim. All of that David gave shira for. Yonak mishteimo, when he finally benefited from that milk that he saw being produced when he was an embryo, nistakel b'dodeha. So he saw another chesed of the Rabbanu Shalom. That he saw v'omar shira shenemar borchi nafshi es Hashem v'al tishkichi kol gemulav. Shouldn't forget the fact that I was nigmal, that I was nursed and weaned. My call gemulav, omra vavo, she'osu lo davin b'mokum bina. He saw a tremendous chesed, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam put a woman's breast where she nurses b'mokum bina, by her heart. Time am I, omra Yehuda, why, where could it have been? It could have been b'mokum erva, right? The place where to give birth, that's where you nurse, right? And by animals, pretty close to there. Right? In order that the child shouldn't be mistakel b'mokum erva. For some, I don't see some, but you could bring a raya from here, that even a little baby you should shield from seeing things of erva because it makes an impression. So the Rabbanu Shem went out of his way to make the place where a child nurses not near b'mokum erva. To say, but there's no raya from here. Just means that it would have been more of a gnai to be b'makom erva, therefore the Rosh set it up differently, not necessarily because it's going to make an impression on the child. Just as a nicer way of making it. Maybe that's true, but it's no raya from here. Okay, Rashi. Okay, we're in one of these Rashis. Yeah. Klum yesh evit shemori garabo, v'yovah lahachis is divrei anothi. Emar lo, klum yesh ben, v'hochazin and hochadahavi. A son did rebel against his father. Hochadami havi sofe liya, so too, an evit can rebel against his master. V'omar shira, k'neged kulam omar shira, l'chishishor sa ruach ha-kodesh olav. Later on in life, when David HaMelech had ruach ha-kodesh, he said shira, not at the time that it happened. He didn't say shira when it was an embryo. He said shira later on when he wrote to Tehillim back on what happened those five times. The chol kravai al shem kirvei imo shador besochem. Chol kravai means the insides of my mother. I'm saying shira over, like we said, the fact that the blood turned into milk. Okay, vayte. Ramasna omar kadei shlo yinik bimokam atinofes. Another reason is that the child shouldn't have to nurse from a place that's filthy. Right, down by the place where the body gets rid of the waste. Robe Mapolos and Shor Rishoyin. Next thing he saw was the Mapol of Rishoyin. It's in the future. He saw Baruch HaKodesh. Va'omar Shira. Shenemar Yitamu Chatoyim in the Oretz Urishoyim Odeinom. Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Alalukla. So even though Bruri, you learned this pasuk that it's not Mapolos and Shor Rishoyin because it's Tshuva Shor Rishoyin, but it also means Chatoyim, like we said. The Parshat Shad Chatoyim does not mean sins, it means sinners. It also can mean sins. So if you have a choice to daven and somebody should die or should do tshuva, daven to tshuva. But it still means, Ma'apolos, and there will be a time that Rishoyim who don't do tshuva will be destroyed. And David saw that in the future, and he said Shira. Now the Shira, he said, Lechora, the Marsha says, Lechora, you don't say Shira and Ma'apolos and Shor Rishoyim. Right, Ma'isa Yodai Tovu B'Yam Yatim Shira, and that's why they say on Shvi'ish or Pesach you don't say Hallel because of that. You see, from here, not like that. But we explained already the other day that it depends what you're saying Shira for. To say Shira that the Rosh is destroyed, that we don't say. But to say Shira that you were saved, that surely you can say. So they said what's it called Shira Sayam, mainly on theirs being saved. But for future generations who weren't saved, who are saying it basically on the fact that the Rishonim were destroyed, that's not proper. Okay. Mistakel biyom hamisav omer shira. He saw also the day of death, another status that a person goes through. And he also said shira. Shenemar borchi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem elokai godalto me'od, hod v'hoder lavashta. My Masha, where do you see in that passage that it refers to Misa? The Al Yom HaMisa Ne'emar, Amarava Bar Rav Shila Misefa Dinyana. The end of that says, Tastir Ponecho Yibolehun, Tosef Rocham Yigvo. So it says the Pharisee talks about Misa. So that he said Shira was on Yom HaMisa. So Marsha says, what's it say Shira on Yom HaMisa? He says, doesn't mean Yom HaMisa, it means the Trias HaMesa. That's what he was talking about. People die, and eventually they'll be resurrected. For that, he said Shira. The Tzlach has a long arichas here. I'm just going to tell you the tamtzis of what he says, and it's similar to something we learned on Shabbos in the Zera Yaakov. He says, what's Yom HaMisa? Right? She said he saw Rega HaMisa. The person doesn't die in a day, he dies in a moment. So if he's talking about the actual moment of death, it should have said Rega HaMisa. What's Yom HaMisa? So he says, a tzaddik, before he dies, the Rabban Shem shows him what his reward's going to be. And that's called Yom HaMisa, because Yom is always good, and Laila is always bad. So Yom HaMisa means, for a tzaddik, the day that he dies is a Yom for him, because he gets a Besura before he dies, he gets to see his Schar. Now the Zera Yaakov said, what's the purpose of the Rabban Shem telling him his Schar right before he dies? He's going to see it anyway. So he said that the reason for this is that the body should get a glimpse of that schar and not feel that it's abandoned and believe in Chias HaMesa, because the body's going to be alone, right, looking abandoned for quite a while. If he sees the schar, it's going to happen to Chias HaMesa, the body will be happy, right? So this way, a person gets to see his schar while he's still in his body. That's what the Zera Yaakov says. The Tzlach says a different reason. He says it's to make the tzaddik die easier. Once you see what's ahead of you, it's not such a big deal to die. Adrabah, then you're interested in dying. That's why the Misa of a Tzaddik is Neshika. The easiest kind of Misa is what's it called? Is an easy transition. Like it said, like taking a hair out of the milk. Okay. A Rasha, on the other hand, sees what's going to happen to him, and he doesn't want to leave this world. So his Misa is like pulling out the thorns from the thing, because he doesn't want to go, right? Because he sees what's in store. So he's holding back. He wants to stay here. He says, also, a person who's not a Rasha, not a Tzaddik, but he did a Chatan, he's have to come back the Gilgal. And if you come back the Gilgal, he says, the body that you had the first time around doesn't come back by Tchias HaMesim. It's only the last body that you finally fix everything up, that body will come by Tchias HaMesim. So the body that's there now, when the person sees he's have to come back the Gilgal, so that body doesn't want to leave this neshama because never get it back. It's finished. So that body holds on to the neshama, and the Misa is much more traumatic. So that's got Yom HaMisa. He saw this idea that tzaddikim, when they die, are shown that Yom. They're shown that bright light that they can see what's going to be. For that, he said Shiva. Okay. Rav Shimi bar Ukva, v'Amri lo mar Ukva, have shchiach hamed Rav Shimi ben Pazi. Shimi bar Ukva, some say mar Ukva himself, used to learn by Rav Shimi ben Pazi. And they learned what's it called? Nesader means they used to prepare the shir, right, of Agadita before him, meaning, and then he would say the shir. So you see that they used to prepare before the shir. They all were Nesader, their shir and Agadita in front of Yeshua ben Levi. Omer lei mike dichsi borchi nafshi es Hashem. The whole Kravai Hashem Kodesh, since we darshan these psukim before, now we're going to darshan for other things. Omer lei, what does it mean? The whole Kravai Hashem Kodesh. Omer lei, bo re'ei, shaloka midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basav Adam. David HaMelech pointed out that the Rabbanu Shalom is very much different than human beings. Midas Basav Adam, tzor tzura al gabi kosakosol. A person can make a picture on a wall. Ve'eno yochel ha'atel ba ruach u'neshama. Kirbayim me'me'ayim. He can make a two-dimensional picture, he can't make a three-dimensional, he can't put insides into it or whatever, and he can't put a ruach and neshama into it. But Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. The Rabbanu Shel Olam tzar tzura, besoch tzura, umatul baruach and neshama kirbayim neimayayim. The Rabbanu Shel makes three-dimensional pictures, right, that not only have insides, but have a ruach and neshama also, a spiritual side to it also. And even though people can do part of this, because they can make a golem, and they can create even animals, the Gemara says, with Sefer Yetzirah, but they can never put a neshama into it. The golem never talks because it doesn't have a neshama. V'hainu da'am rechana, ein kadosh Hashem, ki ein dutecha, ve'ein tzur kelokeinu. There's no rock like God. My ein tzur kelokeinu, what does that mean? There's no rock like God. Ein tzayir kelokeinu. There's no artist like God. So the, remember, somebody asks that, what's it called? What's the big kasha here? What's Ein Tzur? The Tzur is mentioned plenty of times in Tanakh, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a rock, strength, right? Why over here is the Gemara asks, what does Tzur mean? That's to say it means Sayar, an artist. Because here it's mashma that there's no Tzur Kelokeinu, but there are other Tzurs. There's just none like God. That's already difficult. If Tzur means the foundation of everything, right, the spring, then there can't be another Tzur. But here it's mashma that Tzur doesn't mean that. It means something else where there are other Tzurs, but they're not like Hashem. So that means there's no artist. There are artists. But there's no artist like the Rabbanu Shel Olam, like the Gemara explains. Okay. Maiki ein biltecha. No, there's no one, there's no one beside you. Right here, he said, "Ain't sur telokeinu." They're just not like you. Here, he said, "There's no one just beside you." Amar Yehuda bar Menashe, "Al tikri ki ein biltecha ki ela ein levaloscha." No one can swallow you up. Shaloka midas hakadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, I see other mevalen also. Person makes something and it outlasts him, outlives him. Hakadosh baruch hu mevalen maisav, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam outlives everything that he makes. Seems to imply over here that the world is not, there's a big machlokas rishonim, whether the physical world is eternal or not. Once the Rabbanu Shel Olam made it, will there be an end or not? We said that that's a difference between what the Rambam seems to say in Pirushim Mishnayis, right? The Rabbanu Shel Olam is Rishon the Acharon, right? In the Animamin, it says, Animamin ben Munash Lema Shakur Boris Barashu, who Rishon the Hu Acharon. He's first and he's last. Mashma, there'll be the last, and there won't be anything around that. In the Yigdal, it says Kadmon lechol dover Hashem Nivra Rishon de'ein reishis l'reishis. So it doesn't mention anything about end, just beginning. Nothing came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Mashma, there will be things simultaneous to the Ribono Shel Olam v'Netzach. Right, so in the Rambam himself, in Pirush Mishnayos, it doesn't seem to mention anything about the Ribono Shel Olam being last, because the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that the world, once it was created, is eternal. Other Rishonim hold not that the world will come into a time when it's be destroyed, and the physical world at least, and the Ribono Shel Olam will be beyond that. So here it's Mashma that, like that, that the Ribono Shel Olam will be Mavala Maisav, he will outlast all of his deeds, all of his creations. Omar Lei, Ano Hachikon Yinalach, Hani Chamisha Borchi Nafshi, Keneged Ni Omran David, Lo Omran Ela Keneged Echiz Baruch Hu Keneged Nisham. Said, what's it called? He said, I have a different shot, that David HaMelech said all these Borchi Nafshis Keneged the Nisham and Keneged Echiz Baruch Hu. And this form explained, because the Olam HaKotan, the Olam HaGadol is the universe, and the Olam HaKotan is a human being. So just like the universe, everything that's in the universe is in the person. So just like God is in the universe, the neshama of the universe, the neshama is in the human being, parallel to the Ribono Shel Olam in the universe. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molei Kol HaOlam, just like God fills the whole world, Af neshama maleis kol haguf, the neshama fills the whole body. It's not a little thing somewhere. It's the totality of the body is permeated by the neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roeh ve'eino nireh, and just like the Ribono Shel Olam, in certain places you can feel him more. There's certain places in the body where the neshama is more intense, but it's all over the body, just like the Ribono Shel Olam is all over. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see but can't be seen, af neshama roeh ve'eino nireh, the neshama can see it, that can't be seen. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu zonis kol ha'olam kulo, just like the Ribono Shel Olam gives sustenance to the entire world. Af neshama zonis kol haguf, the neshama gives life to the whole body. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu tahor, just like the Ribono Shel Olam is pure. Af neshama tahor. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu yoshev bechedrei chadorim, just like the Ribono Shel Olam is hidden, right, in one room inside another room, meaning it's very difficult to perceive the essence of the Ribono Shel Olam. Af neshama yoshev bechedrei chadorim. Yavo Mishiesh Mohamish and Varmalalu, the Yeshabach Lemishiesh Mohamish and Varmalalu. That's why Dovra Nel said, Baruch Hinasi, my Nefesh, who corresponds to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should get praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whom it corresponds. Okay. My Mash Medal Yom Hanisa Nemar, Bore, who sovered the Hochi boy, my Shnok Kribayim de Noka, Hamisha Baruch Hinasi, Lael Hoshivu. We mentioned already these five Chamish Baruch Hinafshi. And he said, my original question wasn't what was the pshat of Kravai, and you had to answer me all this long drosha, right? I really mean to went to say, what was Keneged, these five things, right? What was David HaMelech referring to? And I hold he was referring to the Ribono Shel Olam and the Neshama. Okay. Omer Rav HaMenuna, my dechsiv, mi kehechochem, umi odea pesher dover, right? Who is like the wise one? Who knows the solution or the meaning of the following? Mika Kodesh Baruch Hu Shiodea Lasus Pshara Ben Shnei Tzadikim. Pesher can mean the meaning. It can also mean the a pshara, a compromise. So the Ribono Shel Olam knew how to make a compromise between two tzadikim. Be Chizkiyo Yishayo. Chizkiyo Omar Leisi Yishayo Gaboy. The Hachi Ashkan Beliyo, the Azul the Gavi Achav. Chizkiyo said, let Yeshayahu come to me. And because we see that Eliyo went to Achav. So Chizkiyo, the king, said, Yeshayahu should come to me. My covet's more important than his, right? Covet HaMalchus, and I can't be Mevater on covet HaMalchus. Even the Melech has to make sure the people have covet. So Yeshayahu's only a Navi, let him come to me. Because we find that Eliyo HaNavi came to Achav. Yishayo Amar Lesi Chizkiyo Gavoy. No, the Navi said, I'm more important than the king. I can't be Mavater, a Kavod HaTorah, a Kavod Hashem. So I can't be Mavater, let the king come to me. Dochi Ashkam B'Yorim Ben Achav, Dozal Gabe Elisha. Yehorim Ben Achav came to Elisha. So Ma'asar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nekak L'Shayla, who is Kavod? In some places we see the Kavod of the Melech is more important than Navi. And that's, what's it called? A Melech comes before a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi. In who to redeem first. if the king is captured or that, but that may not be else covered. That may be else other considerations. On the other hand, we find other places where the Navi Taka is, what's it called? The Melech stands before the Navi when he asks for Urim V'Tumim. So there are different sources, one for the other, whose covet comes first. And here they weren't interested in their own covet, the covet of their position. So Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hevi Yisur Mal Chizkiyahu, he made Chizkiyahu sick. V'omer lo liyeshayahu lechu bakir sachola. Now you're not going for the covet of the Melech, you're going also mitzvah. Mitzvah everybody can do. So now go be bakir chola. Shenemra bayom mahem chola Chizkiyahu lamus. So Yeshayahu came to Chizkiyah and he said, you're going to die. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning you, you're going to die. My kimeis atov alo sichya, you're going to die and not live. Obviously you're going to die, you're not going to live. Meis atov olam hazeh, you're going to die in this world, lo sichya, you're not going to have olam haba. Omerle, my kule, hi? What did I do so bad? I'm losing both worlds. Omerle, mishim bo asaka b'piravir of you. You didn't try to have children. And that's what one of the Mepharshim says, that's that Olam Haba, it doesn't mean he loses Olam Haba completely for that. We don't find that's one of the things you lose Olam Haba, that you weren't Osik Bepir Verivya. But it says whoever has a son who's like him, a son is a tzaddik, is as if he's still alive. But if you don't have a son who's a tzaddik, then it's like, if you don't have any sons, then it's like you lost your Olam Haba. It's not mamish that he's going to lose his Olam Haba. So he says, Omerle, Mishum dechazoi li Baruch HaKodesh and Afka Minoi Bonid Lomal. I have a reason why I didn't want to have children. I saw Baruch HaKodesh that I'm going to have children who are no good. So I wanted to avoid that. Omerle, Bahadi Kavshid Rachmon Lomalov. That's not your business. Your business is to do the mitzvah. And that's what Rabbanu Shlom worry about, the secrets. If you have kids who are not Lomali, that's not your asik. You do your mitzvah, don't worry about the repercussions. What you are commanded to do, you do. I, what the results will be, that's the Rebbeinu Shlom's business, not your business. And not only that, if the Rebbeinu Shlom wants that you should have children, and the children he knows will be no good, that's his business. He has a reason for that. She says, okay, fine. You convinced me. I shouldn't not have children, so now I need a wife. How about your daughter? And not only that, if I have your daughter, right, she comes from nice yichus, and my yichus together, maybe Taka will be over that gzeira, and what I saw won't be, and the kids will be good kids. Forget it. The gzeira is already, I'm not giving my daughter to a guy who's going to die, right? Omer Lei, Ben Amos, Kalei Nevuascha Vetzei. So he told him, Yeshayahu, stop your nevuah right there and get out. I have a mesora from David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavara shel adam al yimna atzum arachmin. No such thing that the gzeira is already made. There's no way out. Every gzeira could be bought. Right? You should always be mispahal. No gzeira, even if the sword is on your neck, don't be misyayish. Things can change. Itmar nami Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar. If you're going to kill me, I still have hope. See, the Rashi is going to say, let's laugh. Just enough time. My deceit, Mikechok, Kehachoch, Miodea Pesher Dover, Mishum the Ari, the Sofa, the Smichas, Gula, the Tfila, Nokitle. Later on, the Gemara is going to tie this to some of Gula Tfila, so that's why it's here. When they went to fight Moab, so that's where, what's it called, since they weren't near each other, he didn't go to give him tochacha. So the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Yishayahu to come and give tochacha to Chizkiyah. Kavshe the Rachmanis, Sorin the Akkadish Baruch, the secrets of Akkadish Baruch, Kemoresha the Kavshe, Rachmanis HaEfer, there's something that you hide, those are the secrets. Nigzer Gzera Shatamus, there already is a Gzera, you're going to die, I'm not giving you my daughter. The Kublonim Besavi Abba David, Sheroes HaMalach, the Charbo Shlufa Biyala, David HaMelech saw the angel with his sword already drawn, the Sof Sefer Shmuel, the Lomon Asher, and he still davened. You don't say that the Gzera was there. So first of all, some people say, seriously, but that's only if the sword is on your neck. If it starts to cut, you can give up. there is a time when you can be miyayish already, meaning that there is such a thing of being makabo gzeiros Hashem. If you know for sure that it's not going to change, then you're instead of trying to get out of it, you're makabo. That's Ratzon Hashem. When it can only be a nes golui to change what's it called. So you don't have to, you don't daven for nisim. So you accept that that's Ratzon Hashem. You still don't give up hope. You're hoping that maybe a nes will happen. But at that point, it's better to be makabo Ratzon Hashem. Okay, now the tzlach here says, what do you tell him? Get out. He says like this. Explains this whole thing. He says that sometimes a Kaddish Baruch Hu comes to a person and he tells him, he warns him through a Navi, right, that forget it, you're going to get punished or whatever. The purpose, though, is to make him do tshuva. Not to let him know that that's it, it's a fait accompli. It's to scare him so he'll do tshuva and the attack of the Gzera will change. He says, but when Yeshayo came to him and told him, you're going to die, right, so maybe there was another reason not to tell him to do tshuva. Maybe there's no hope to do tshuva. Maybe the gzeira is the gzeira, and forget it, okay? But maybe you're telling me so I should be able to get my things in order. Okay, but then he told him, and you're not going to live in Olam Haba. What do you have to tell me that for, right? That, I don't need to know. Must be you're telling me because I should do tshuva. And the whole purpose of the Rabbanu Shalom is sending you to me is to be more order to me to tshuva. There's another reason why it could be the Rabbanu Shalom tells a person what's going to be terrible with him. Not for his sake. He's going to die. He's not going to get Olam Haba. But to warn other people. But if you're warning other people, then don't tell it to me. Go out and tell it to the other people. So he said, if you hold that the reason you were sent here, right, is because the Gzeir is finished. It's not for my sake. It's for what's it called? It's for other people's sake. Then say. Go tell your Nevuah outside. Don't tell it to me. Right? Because for me, it's not going to help anyway. The fact that you told me I'm going to die, okay, you accomplished, I'll get my things in order. I'll be mitzvah of my family. The fact you told me that I'm not going to get Olam Haba, that's not for me, that's for other people, so say, go give your nevuah outside. But I don't believe in that. I don't think there's any time that the gzeira is finished, and you only have to tell it for other people. Even if the chair of chadam unachas al tzavaro, still the gzeira can change. So for me, I'm going to do tshuva. For you, you go outside and tell it to other people if that's what you hold. Now, don't tell it to me.